This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on more healthcare hustles as companies try to scam workers and the government. We're on a countdown to the open window for enrollment renewals under the Affordable Care Act, so now the employer hustles and scams are getting more and more scary and sketchy. The Wall Street Journal dryly reported the other day on an article about companies scrambling to avoid penalties that the companies worried about penalties are largely in industries with significant low-wage workforces, such as restaurants, nursing homes, and hospitality. Previously, many of these companies didn't offer coverage to hourly workers or had mini-med plans. Oh, you mean exactly the companies whose workers most need coverage and are paid the least are once again on the sidelines as their bosses try to figure out how to game the system and keep from giving them their due. Right, gotcha. So many med plans are now outlawed. That's the good news. The bad news is that bosses and their codependent insurers are coming up with something called a skinny plan. I guess like a skinny latte or something. These so-called skinny plans are sufficient to get a worker in the hospital's parking lot so she can wave at the doctors and nurses as they go to work, but not good enough so that they would actually provide any coverage for her if she had to go in the hospital herself. These plans only cover preventive care while excluding hospital coverage. That's not skinny, that's starvation. It certainly isn't healthcare insurance under any stretch of the imagination. But here's the catch-22 for the workers. A sucky skinny plan allows companies to claim that it's covering 70% of the workers and avoid paying a penalty for not doing so. And the worker, if she swallows the bait and goes for the plan, will also escape a fine for not having insurance, even though she really doesn't have anything worth a darn. The only bite, and it's a big one, is that if the worker gets smart and opts out of the scam skinny plan and buys a federally subsidized plan in the marketplace, the boss will pay a $3,000 fine for each worker who does that. But you can already see this double hustle coming. The employer will be working overtime convincing the worker that she's good, so she doesn't go looking. And unless a lot of us are beating the bushes to let people know that these scam skinny plans don't qualify, she'll be hanging out in a hospital parking lot shocked that she can't get in the emergency room door with her so-called insurance when she needs it. One hustle has better mixed blessings, though, and that's the Medicaid scam. When lower-wage employers find that a worker qualifies for expanded Medicaid, then they're off the hook. They pay no penalty and obviously don't carry the insurance weight either. I said this was a mixed blessing because on the good side, it means some scumbag bosses will be helping us sign up people for expanded Medicaid benefits, and that's a great thing, at least in my view, because it gives workers better bennies. But oh yeah, the conservatives are also right that this just transfers the cost to the federal government and the taxpayers. It must be tough to be a conservative and have to embrace the paradox of backing these businesses as Ayn Rand free enterprise models while also opposing Medicaid and federal expenditures and taxes. The other side of the blessing is that this scam only works in the half of the states that actually expanded Medicaid benefits. Maybe these companies will finally get on board and lobby these conservative Republican governors in the rest of our states to let lower-income working families have better health care coverage now that it saves them some money. Doing the right thing for the wrong reason. As for the rest of the companies, they're going for the cruelest hoax to avoid providing real coverage by offering the less than catastrophic option in a high deductible plan where workers will be paying $5,000 and more before they see any benefits at all. We need real health care coverage in the USA rather than all these hustles and scams. This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.